Yo, hey, what's up, everyone? I've spent a good 20 minutes trying to get my microphone to work correctly, and we're here. It's working. I think I've solved the problem. For some reason, when I'm recording these Ramble Faps at home, with my old Blue Yeti microphone, it doesn't seem to like my laptop for some reason. There's something in the settings. It never quite sounds right, and I have to fuck around with it for ages. But I think I've actually figured out what the problem was. Anyway, you don't care about that. That's boring shit, isn't it? So what's the latest? What's been going on with me? I had a month in Australia seeing my friends and family. It was absolutely amazing. It was so much fun. The weather was beautiful the entire time I was there. It was Easter, so a lot of friends from out of town were back in town. And it was great. I had so much fun. I actually didn't want to come back to England. I'm considering the possibility of just moving back to Australia at some point in the next couple of years, because it will take a while to get things organized for that. But yeah, it was amazing. I had such a good time. I got back to England, and it was right. My flight was cancelled. My flight to Australia was cancelled as I was sitting on the plane. I'm going to bore you with this really annoying flight story. I've had problems with, it's a really long journey, right? To fly from London to Australia, it's about 24 hours door to door if you get like one of the shorter flights. So it's a big, big journey. I've had bad experiences with it before, but this was probably the worst I've ever had. I got to Heathrow, checked in, got through security, sat down on the plane. We sat on the tarmac for 2 hours. I watched a movie. They served us dinner, and the plane still hadn't left. And then they announced that the flight was cancelled while we were sitting on the plane. So they put us in a hotel for the night, didn't tell us what the fuck was going on. Couldn't get a good night's sleep because I didn't know when I was going to have to be up again, if they were going to reschedule our flights or rebook us or what. Anyway, they rebooked us on the same plane the next day. Basically, I ended up getting to Australia, had to have a hotel in London at the airport, had to have an overnight hotel in, not overnight, sorry, like a during the day hotel for about 8 hours in Kuala Lumpur. They checked us out, drove us to a hotel, put us up there for 8 hours, brought us back, had to spend 2 hours going back through immigration again, just so I could sleep for 3 hours in a hotel. Anyway, I got to Australia and it was a full 24 hours delayed. And I've been, the airline is supposed to pay me back about £500 in delayed flight compensation. And I'm still wrestling with them to get that out of them because they're just fucking pricks. Anyway, and then on the flight back to the UK, my flight got cancelled again about 3 hours before takeoff. I get an email being like, "Hey, your flight's cancelled." So I had to call them up and argue and fight and get booked on a different airline and stuff. And just like nightmare journeys. And then I got back to England and it was raining and there was a train strike, so I couldn't actually really easily get home. And just like after all of that, I was like, why am I living here? Why don't I just stay in Australia? So maybe that's in the future at some point. But yeah, I had a great time while I was there. Got back and I've been struggling to sort of get into my rhythm with regular life again. When I do these trips away, going to Australia is always like a working holiday kind of. It's not even really that much different from life over here. I stay with my parents. I'm not doing anything particularly extravagant. It's just like regular life, but in Australia. So I can spend time with my parents, really. But I get back from that, I write when I'm there, I edit audio when I'm there, I do social media stuff when I'm there, and as much as I can, I do all of this. And then I get back and it just takes a while to like get back into the rhythm of regular life again. Jumping between these like two halves of my life is like pretty disorienting. But I'm back and I'm in the rhythm of it now. I've been getting back into my singing lessons. Let yourself in. You've got the key. You know, you've got a hold on me. I'm getting better. I'm not like, it's not where I need it to be. Those high notes in particular. You've got the key. I can't get the vibrato right and it still feels a bit thin. I don't have like a really strong falsetto yet. I'm trying to work on it, but it's really hard. The falsetto and the vibrato are kind of where I'm directing most of my energies, but Yeah, very, very difficult. The chest voice, like the main part of my voice, like where it's like, you know, you've got a hold on me. That's sort of fine. I can do that, okay. But it's just the like, oh God, I can't even do it. Like kind of a thing. And the vibrato, like, can't really do all those that well yet. But I am getting better. I'm getting better, which is good. It's very encouraging. And one of the cool things is, you know, I do my warm-ups. I do my practice like for about 20 to 40 minutes a day. And if I do that and then I go to my studio and do a recording for this work, I really can notice the difference in voice control, which is really cool as well. So it completely justifies the fact that I'm putting it down as a tax write-off, because it does help my work. What else has been going on? I'm going to Mexico for 2 weeks next month. This is like a real, like an actual holiday where I'm not going to be working the entire time and I'm not just going to like see my parents and stuff. This is like a real holiday. This is the biggest holiday I'll take this year, I think. It's going to be awesome. Got like a week in Oaxaca, a week in Yucatan. And just going to enjoy myself. Which I have to force myself to do. You know, like I get so absorbed in my work that I just like, I kind of lose my mind a bit sometimes. And I have to like wrench myself away. This week in particular, this week I've gone slightly insane, I think. On the weekend, I got this idea for a series, a bullying series. The idea is like you've moved in with your bully. You've moved in with a guy who seems normal. And it turns out that he's a real fucking bully. And he's got really big muscles and he's really pushy and forthright with his affections. And I started writing it and it kind of blew up and it kind of expanded in my head. And now it's like four parts and I'm trying to complete a part with male and female versions every day, which is an insane amount of work to do. And I'm also recording this episode today. So this is another upload. But I've gone so deep into this and I'm also like obsessively like spring cleaning the house, trying to paint as much as I can. I've got a bunch of exhibitions that I need to apply to. I'm losing my mind with how busy I am this week. but I'm trying to work really hard at the moment. So basically my idea at the moment is basically, I want to have 3 months worth of work uploaded into Patreon at any given time. So that I have a 3 month lead time, so that I'm not always completing an audio and then thinking like, fuck, okay, I've got like 4, 5, 6 days to the next one. The clock's ticking. What's the next idea going to be? I'm working my ass off now so that I've got months. I'm working months in advance. And that will also mean that if I want to take a day off, I can. If I want to take a week off, I can. If I need to go to, like, say if something happens, if my parents get sick in Australia and I need to go away for like a month or 2 months, I can just do that and not have to worry about it too much. Because that's always something that's in the back of my mind. So yeah, I'm grinding really hard right now so that hopefully, furthermore, if I do this now, I'll be in a really good position and I won't have to be on the grind so much. You know what I mean? Like, I can just relax a bit if I want to. But for now, while I'm in this zone, it's driving me insane. But that's okay. I'm really happy with this new series I'm making, actually. It is really fun. It's pretty extreme bullying. Probably maybe the most extreme bullying audio that I've ever made. There's a topless man across the street who's just opened his curtain and he's smoking a cigarette. Well, he's smoking in the house. But he's holding it out the window, which I don't think counts. You're still smoking in the house, you know. That's fucking gross. What was I talking about? oh yeah, I think that's everything that's been going on with me. Oh, there's the new platforms that launched as well. I totally fucking fucked up the Subscribestar platform launch. Very sorry about that. I set everything up flawlessly. I checked it like a dozen times to make sure that you could have a free tier, post audio to it, share a link to it, and have people basically sign up on that tier, which I wanted you all to be able to do, and then get the audios for free. because it should be included in your Patreon subscription. But no matter how correctly you have things set up in Subscribestar, it doesn't want to let you do that. Which wasn't clear until I actually launched the platform and people were trying to use it. So that was a stressful night trying to figure that out on the fly. But Subscribestar seems to be the only platform that I think allows my particular mix of taboo content that I want to aim for. There's loads of platforms out there, but they're all really like scattershot in how they apply their content rules. Subscribestar seems like it has to be the one, even though it fucking sucks. But it seems to be the best option for this kind of thing, unfortunately. But the Discord is always there. A lot of people have been signing up to that more and more lately, which is good. Hopefully the people who are listening to that kind of stuff do enjoy the work. I always, you know, with that kind of work, it's sort of like people are often less forthright in sharing their feelings about it or commenting. So sometimes I feel like I'm operating a bit in the dark about whether or not people are liking certain things because they just are a bit shyer about speaking up if they do. Like pretty much everyone who signs up to the Subscribestar, you know, on Patreon, everyone's got like a username and they choose it for themselves or whatever. But on Subscribestar, it's all just like every user is anonymous, hashtag BX3Y4. It's like, not so I don't even know who's listening, you know, which creates a bit of like a funny vibe. But hopefully people are enjoying it. Yeah, it's just because some of it is like so much more extreme that it's a bit like, I don't know, you know, I never really know if I'm overstepping the mark. For some people, it's kind of hard to say. Everyone's lines are in different places, aren't they? Anyway, that's basically everything that's been going on. No, it's not. I just remembered I also had the other platform I've launched, which I don't think I've even mentioned here yet. I should put it on this post. The new Pornhub channel, which is for the boys. Because I figured, you know, Quinn is mostly for the girls, so I'll do something extra for the boys. There's not too much on it. There's just three audios on there at the moment, and they're all focused around humiliation, domination, you know, just me insulting you for being a little fucking porn addict gay boy who can't stop stroking his dick, all that kind of stuff. Which is really fun. I really enjoy making them. It's a bit hard to find the extra time in the schedule. They're kind of, most of them are kind of like hypno sort of themes or have that kind of like effect, which takes quite a long time to edit. But it is there. I'll include the link on this post. So I guess now that I think about it, this will be the announcement post. So there's that, which is new as well. And that was sort of that and the Subscribestar platform, a lot of what I was working on in my time in Australia. And I'm really glad to have those things kind of locked in and out there in the world now. Okay, I think that's it now. Sometimes I feel like I just, once I start talking on these things, I start talking really fast and I just go down these like mental rabbit holes. I haven't really seen anyone or done anything this week. I've been like pretty much alone all week. And I think this is the most I've talked since, fuck, probably since Friday night. I went out, had a pretty big night on Friday with some friends. That was really good, but I've just worked my ass off since then. This is the most I've talked since then. No wonder it's all flooding out. But I've got some good, I'm seeing someone later today, seeing a friend, and then going out Friday and Saturday nights this weekend, which should be good. Got gigs on both nights. But yeah, you know, my intention when I do these updates is that I should always talk slowly, talk calmly, make it really nice for you to listen to, and then I get worked up about whatever the fuck I'm talking about and get carried away. Anyway, it's time to stroke my dick. A little treat for us both, hopefully. Hopefully you enjoy listening to this. Because I certainly enjoy recording it. And I'm not really wasting any time getting into it. Oh, God. My dick is out. It's hard already. It's fucking hard. It's also bulge month, isn't it? I forgot about that. So I've got a little picture to attach to this, so maybe you can have a visual component While you listen to this, something to think about and something to imagine when I'm talking about stroking my cock. I've got the lube here. I've got the vibrator here. God. I really do love my dick. We're so happy together. Oh, fuck. You know, I was really horny the whole time I was in Australia. Something about, like, just like the warm weather just, like, awakens it in me. I think after being in, like, the cold, dark British winter for so long, I was feeling a bit, like, flat. I'm going to put some lube on this thing. I was feeling kind of, like, flat, I guess. Like, a bit emotionally, sexually, kind of, like... Oh my god, this fucking thing is almost empty. I was just feeling a bit... a bit low energy, a bit flat, but then spending a month in Australia in the warm and the heat and just seeing everyone, like, with so much skin exposed, you know, that's always, like, a thing for me. Oh, it just, like, reawakened me. I felt really horny again, and... I'm just waiting for the weather to get better over here again, because you know, like, there's always one day in springtime where it gets really warm and people just, like, shed their clothes and show skin and walk around, and there's just, like, arms and legs and midriffs and tummies and everything showing everywhere that you haven't seen all the way through winter, and it just, like, immediately makes me want to fuck. Anyway, I've come back to the UK and it's still cold, and so I'm waiting for that to fucking happen now, but I think I'll probably lose my mind once it happens over here. Oh, that guy is still fucking smoking a cigarette in there. I'm gonna close the curtain. Close the blind. Like, annoying me to watch this guy smoke in his house while I'm trying to masturbate. I can't keep my head in the game, you know? Ugh. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, man. Oh, my dick is so fucking hard right now. I want more lube on it. I'm at this annoying stage in my lube situation where I've got, like, many bottles that have got, like, not much left in each of them, you know? Oh, yeah. Same with sunscreen. I need to... got so many sunscreen bottles and lube bottles that are all, like, basically empty, but have just enough to not throw it away. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm just gonna use this whole bottle. Fuck it. Do myself a favor and just one bottle less to... Oh, my God. One bottle less to worry about. Oh, God, I'm gonna get myself to the fucking edge. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. God. That felt good. Oh. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh. Oh, you know what else I've got here? Oh, my God, yeah. I love rubbing this thing all over my cock while I... while I stroke it, just like stroke the shaft and rub this all over the head, or like... It's also nice sometimes. I kind of like put it between my thighs, like just underneath my balls, and just hold it there while I jerk off. So the vibrating kind of like goes all up through my balls and through my cock. Put on, let's make it stronger if we're gonna do that. Oh my God! Oh yeah. Oh fuck. Oh, holy shit. Oh my God, I'm so fucking horny right now. Fuck. I could come so quickly if I go too hard. I'll make it last a little bit longer. I've put down like a towel today, so I'm gonna let myself just fucking come up in the air and all over the towel instead of what I usually do, which is just like lie back and come all over myself. I'm like on my knees right now. On my knees, holding this vibrator between my thighs, stroking my lubed up cock. Oh God. Fuck. Oh yeah. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Fuck. Oh my God. I would lose it so fucking quick. I could come so easily right now. Fuck. Oh, fuck. What is with me today? Fuck. Oh, I think I don't normally use the vibrator up this high, and it's making my fucking mind go blank. Let's take it to the edge again, shall we? Because it feels so fucking good. Oh God. Stroking my cock, stroking my fucking cock. I'm wet, fucking lubed up. Hard fucking penis. I can't wait to fucking shoot my cum. Squirt my fucking cum out. It's gonna feel so goddamn good, I just know it. I know. Fuck. Stop. Oh man. Feels so fucking good. Oh Jesus. You know, if I was like a president, it would be mandatory for everyone to start their day like this, and I think it would solve a lot of the world's problems, really. If everyone just like got it out of their system nice and early in the day. It would be fully government enforced as well. I would have like the sex cops would come around to your house and just check in on you and make sure that you're doing it. That'll be really fucking hot too. Oh yeah. I can't hold out much longer. I'm fucking rock hard, and I'm gonna fucking, like, really, really fucking come hard. Oh. Oh God, this is it. I'm gonna get closer. If you want to come with me, get yourself closer too, okay? Get closer, closer. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm not gonna be able to stop it. Fuck. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Oh, that was great. Oh, that felt so good. What a fucking great day to be alive. Oh, man. Whew. All right, we're back. We're back, okay. Oh, man. Sorry, it's taking me a while to compose myself after that one. Well, I hope you enjoyed yourself as much as I enjoyed myself. And I really, really did enjoy myself. That concludes our update and ramble fap for the day. Thank you to everyone for subscribing. Thank you to those of you who are rolling over your subscriptions. I've got a ton of really cool, exciting stuff uploaded and ready to launch. The next few uploads, maybe I'll give you a sneak preview. Let me open Patreon and see. Okay, so... Oh, the last one, Dominated Chain of Control, Dominated by Your Best Friend's Dad. I really liked that one. I was very happy with that. The next one's called, Oh No, You've Had Too Much Sugar, Let's Calm You Down, male and female versions. And then Daddy's Slut Training, Begged and Worshipped Your Submissive Friend's Obsessive Desire. Punished and Claimed with Breeding comes after that. That was actually one that I made for Quinn, but they're not doing breeding audios anymore, so they paid me for it and couldn't use it. Later decided they couldn't use it, so I made another one for them and swapped it out, and then I made like a male version of being bred. So there's like male and female versions for breeding with that one. And then some more, we'll get to those later. Anyway, I've spoken enough. Thank you for your time. I love you all. I hope you have a wonderful day. Okay, see you later, everyone. Enjoy your week. Bye. Weekend. Sorry. Bye.